Praise the Lord. The second group was Ahab himself, because he has no love for the truth that comes to him through the true prophets, Micaiah. So God will cause him to do something that will make him believe that lie, so that in believing that lie, he will go for the battle and die. That is the spirit of delusion that the Lord spoke of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read it from verse 7. Amen. Apostle Paul brought out this serious mystery. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now later will let, until he be taken out of the way, and then at the end time shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, in them that perish. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Who will send it? Who will send it? God shall send them strong. He says strong. Strong. He emphasizes not just delusion, but strong delusion. That they should do what? That they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned, condemned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, there is something that God will do. Because you preach truth to them, they refuse, like Ahab. They have no love for truth. They have no love for truth. Because of it, God now, since you don't love truth, you must be condemned now. What you want, he will give it to you. So, he said, give them over to a strong delusion to make them believe a lie. How does he do it? I thank God, though. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Hey! If it had not been for Jesus, my wife would have been Reverend Mrs. Clara Aluru. Reverend Dr. Clara, International Coordinator, Bride Assembly Churches Worldwide. Praise the Lord. How does he achieve it? He achieves it by raising men, and giving them unusual anointing. Without a message for salvation. Raise up powerful men of God, unusual anointing, but no message for salvation. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul told Timothy. That there are some that teach that godliness, gain is godliness. He said, from such, turn away. What is he talking about? He's talking about those who measure and think that the evidence that God is with you is that you will prosper. He said that teaching, anybody that teaches that, he said run away from them. But somebody is saying, God spoke to me. Because there are some that all they want is what they will get from Jesus. That's all. Prosperity. Just anything they can do. If people can sacrifice their mama, sacrifice their blood brother, their wife, into their occult kingdom, so that they will make wealth, and they see that there are some principles in the Bible with some sweet-tongued preacher that will say it, and they will do it and make money. What do you concern them with salvation? You are telling those people, don't wear a ring. Do you see them preach that type of gospel there? Do you see them? Their gospel is, it doesn't matter. What matters is prosperity. Come as you are, God is a good God. When I started, I had just slippers. Now I have 3 private jets. God is good. Oh my God is good. They give that testimony as if they are going to present it before the Lord on that day as their achievement. When Apostle Paul said, you brought nothing to this world, he said, and it is certain you are going with nothing. Naked you came, he said, naked you will go. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Am I against prosperity? No. I want you to understand what is happening. Praise the Lord. So you now know why God raised up such men. And there are so many people that want to come to Christ, but don't touch any aspect of my life. Don't touch any aspect of my life. Don't touch my dress. Don't touch the way what I do to my hair, or how I appear. But let me just add Jesus to my own nature. Now, I'll be going to church. I'll not be going to nightclub again. All the things I do in nightclub now, I'll be doing it inside church. I have now decided to follow Jesus. But don't touch me. Don't touch me. Praise God. You don't want to be? He will raise a preacher at Oregon. They are everywhere. I'm just using one that is very easy for you to locate. Oregon, Lagos. There are plenty along that area. If you want holiness churches, come to Ijesha. Yes. All of us for this Ijesha here, for this estate, we are holiness. If you see us, we don't wear earring. We don't wear trouser. All of us. So if you want our kind of Christianity, come here. And we too, we are many, as they too, there are many there. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whether our holiness from the heart, or its outward appearance, at least we believe something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because some holiness believing people, very wicked. They are very wicked. When they demolish this church, you see any other holiness church, come greet us. They were rejoicing. Holiness. But they dress like angels. They walk like angels. Some of them even have uniform. But inside their heart, wickedness full there. If you are not from their church, you are not a Christian. And any pastor that teaches that type of Christianity, you are a devil. You are a devil. God didn't call us to do that. God call us, and God cannot use only one man. Praise the Lord. Who told you Brother Assembly is the only church? Brother Assembly is not the only church. Oh, nothing like that. If any pastor tell you that if armed robber come and they want to kill you, they show you AK-47, they want to shoot you, then you say, I am a bride. Amen. See, let me tell you. Satan. He said, but there are testimonies that it happened. Let me tell you. If it ever happened, it is Satan deceiving you the more, so that you will stay in that erroneous place and go to hell. It is a spirit of delusion. He said, at the mention of the name of bride, every knee must bow. At the name, mention of the name of your church, there is no name of any church that is known in heaven. Nothing like that. Oh, it's a satanic deception of a high order. I've told you this. Apostle Paul said, for we are not unaware of the device of Satan. We know how he operates. Apostle Paul mentioned, among other things, the category of people that will not enter the kingdom of God. And he mentioned idolaters. The idolaters, all the things he mentioned there, he was not talking about idol worshippers in your village. He was talking about people who are holding Bible and yet they are idolaters. They are idolaters. That's what the Bible says. You must not make any image or likeness of anything on earth or in heaven. Exodus chapter 20. And bow before it. Bow before it. If you put a picture that you say is the picture of Jesus Christ, and then you bow before it, you are an idolater. Some even put the picture of William Branham and bow before it. Anyway, those ones, they have psychiatric problems. So they are not normal people. They are not normal people. Praise the Lord. There are some churches that have shrine of a woman. Before they enter, they will bow and go in. Praise the Lord. Our prophet Godwin, when we went to Akwanga, he called a particular person out and discerned the person and told the person that as soon as you went, he said you went out one morning very early to enter your car. He said you went there and you saw a robber inside your car. He said yes. The robber entered the car to steal the car. And the car locked him inside. Is it true? He said, yes. Those who knew the case in Akwanga, they were jumping up. Yes, so the mother was jumping up. And he said that when you saw it, you were rejoicing. Because there is a sticker that you put on the car. And you were saying that it is because of that sticker. That is why that robber came to your car. Ha! Satan. Listen, that because of that sticker, that's why. And that sticker, I will not mention church. And Prophet Godwin said, no, it is not because of that sticker. And gave him what happened. Now listen, church. If it is because of that sticker, hallelujah, the life of that car, this man that he was discerning, he went further to tell him that you are a drunkard. Your problem is that you are a drunkard, yet you are a man of God. You have a gift of God in you. And everybody around there seemed to know the man. And the wife was saying, yes, oh. Confirming that he was a drunkard. I called them. They called me this evening. I was asking. I said, they said, since that day, they might even to go out, you know, they come out again. No drink again. What a sticker could not do. Can you see now? So that power in that sticker, the life of that car, is more precious than the soul of the man, Abby. You see how deception comes in? So you have something that will protect your car, and that thing cannot save your soul. Somebody do not know. I show you a mystery. I show you a mystery. And you have churches that hang their pastor's picture by their bedside. They hang it inside their car. They hang it in their chests. They put it in their clothes. In the hospital, when their pikin sick for hospital, they carry and put on top. Ha! Can you see Satan has finished you? And any man of God, instead of pointing people to Jesus, you are pointing people to yourself. You are pointing people to your church. You are an antichrist. You are an antichrist. Without apology, I say it. Repent, oh, if you are doing it in ignorance, you are hearing the truth now. Praise the Lord. And so God deceived Ahab. And Ahab went for that battle. You know what happened? He didn't come back. The story is very interesting, but let me just cut it like that. Because when the time, your time comes, God doesn't make too much noise. They didn't know where he was. They say one of those Syrian soldiers just say, this arrow. He did a prophetic action. It was a prophetic action. No? Where this king Ahab said, where the man did now? We don't know where he did. We don't know. This is the arrow. Go and look for Ahab wherever he is. They say he threw it by venture. Prah! And that is all God needed. He carried the arrow. Phew. Look for where Ahab did and nailed him there. That's how he died. Praise the Lord. Ahab was deluded. And today people are being deluded. And a mass, millions are on the way to hell. There is a way that seemeth right before man. But the end of it is what? Is the way of destruction. There is death at the end. Instead of looking at the Bible, you are looking at the anointing. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say, God, can God deceive someone? Yes, Ezekiel chapter 14. In Ezekiel chapter 14, okay, let's read it from verse 1. But my emphasis is from verse 9. See, if you are seeing that for the first time, but the old members of this church, all these scriptures I quote, you know them. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, they came before a prophet to inquire. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth a stumbling block of iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. That I may take the house of Israel in their own hearts, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, repent and turn yourself from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Verse 7. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, which separated himself from me, and set up his idols in his heart, and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and coming to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Now verse 9. See the way he put it. And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. Can God deceive? Can God deceive? Listen. Listen, church. Oh. You have made up your mind. This is how I want to serve God. The word of God says this. But you don't remember that. Before you do anything, it's good to seek the face of God. So let me fulfill all righteousness. Then you go before the prophet. Anywhere you go, God says he will answer by himself. What you want him to say is what he will tell you. And William Branham demonstrated it. And his son was in the office with him. I think Billy Paul, his son. And two people came in for counseling. The first one came in and said that he was not ready for pregnancy. His wife is pregnant. Should he go and abort it? And William Branham said, told him, no, don't abort it. It is sin. God hates it. It's God that gives life. He said, thank you. He left. After some time, a second person entered again with the same problem. I was not ready for this, so my wife just took him. We don't want any babies anymore. This and that, this and that. And then William Brown said, he has come to inquire. Can he remove it? William Brown said, yes, the Lord said you can remove. And when he left, his son came to him and said, Dad, why did you give two different things over the same problem? He said, the first one that came was sincere. He wanted truly to know the will of God. Anything God says he should do is what he will do. He was sincere. He said, but the second one, as soon as the second one entered, he said, God was telling him, he has made up his mind. Anything you tell him, he's just coming to fulfill all righteousness. He has made up his mind to remove it. So tell him to go and remove it. Now he will say, God, say, Abby. But God will destroy him. Because he has answered you according to the idol of your heart. And many of us, instead of us to allow God to have his way, Jesus Christ, knowing what he was going through, or he was coming before him, he prayed, Lord, if it were possible, let this cup pass me by. Nevertheless, submission. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Let your will be done. But some of you here, lie, anything they talk. Anything they talk. And it is very clear that several ways I preach a message that I titled The Permissive Will of God and The Perfect Will of God. Maybe I will preach it again for those who may not have heard it. Listen. I told you, you say, how do I know God's perfect will? In the first estate that you are really seeking the face of God, when you go, the message you receive at the first is always God's perfect will for you. Should I go? The Lord says, no, don't go. You may, nothing wrong about going to meet the second person because it's in the mouth of two or three. You go, two, three different people confirm to you. But you have made up your mind, you still want to go. Even though these three people say don't go. The next thing is, you are still going this time around. Okay, Father, can you speak more clearly? Before you know what, he will now come, this time now, more clearly than before, louder. My daughter, marry him. I've given him to you, go and marry. Did he hear from God? Yes. But there is the perfect will of God, and there is the permissive will of God. Another way of knowing it is, the Bible has already said, be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. This is God's perfect will in the Bible. Then, one Hare Krishna man come to meet you. Very wealthy, very rich. You are busy looking at the money. You say, but wait, I want to find out the will of God. Then you go and meet Prophet Okudili. Before you come, Okudili say, before you sit down, he will tell you, sister, I see a man, he shave everything, leave one for $1,000. I see you marry and God say you match. You match. Go and marry. Say, Kai, this man a prophet. He will even sow. And from there on, all the arrangement for the marriage, now could the leader pray for them. And when you marry, finish, the man goes, say, in my house, no Bible, no Holy Ghost fire. You must wear your earring and dress well, dress trouser, and you must follow me to the temple. Your Bible says you should obey your husband. I am your husband, so you should obey me. And you will quote, remember, there is no divorce. When you marry, they know Bible pass you. And then you are saying, but God told me this is my husband. God didn't tell you that is your husband. God told you here this that you should not be yoked with an unbeliever. You decided by the idol of your heart to go and marry that man. You will carry what you want. It should not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I say it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah chapter 4. Now if you read it from verse 1. And Jeremiah was lamenting. When suddenly he saw the destruction that was coming. But God was giving them prophecy. Of good things that will come. Hallelujah. I think it's verse 10. Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Chapter 4 verse 10. Then said I, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived these people at Jerusalem, saying, ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul. See? So can God deceive? Yes. But he's doing it. Hallelujah. Because you refuse truth. So that in believing that lie, you will be destroyed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 13. From verse 1, read it up to verse 5. See the instruction. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and give thee a sign or a wonder. See? and the sign or the wonder come to pass. So the gift is confirmed. Very, very confirmed. He discerned you is correct. He gave you prophecy, it is correct. Whatever he tells you, the wonder comes to pass. And that is it everywhere now in the field today. Now, after that, whereof, after all the sign, the wonder come to pass, whereof, he then speak. Somebody shout speak. Shout speak. Are you afraid? Say speak. Because that's where the emphasis is. Wherefore, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. What will happen? Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. This is the reason why God allowed that sign to come to pass. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Verse 5. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. Because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to trust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shall that put the evil away from the midst of thee. But my emphasis is that God can decide, use this prophet to know whether you love him or it is just the miracles and the signs and the wonders you are looking for. See? So how do we identify the true prophets despite all the anointing? It is, what are you saying? What are you saying? I see crowd going to many of these places. And the question I'm saying is, what is the attraction? Crowd going. And one of them will tell you, when the Bible says a woman must not put on that which pertains to a man, and then after demonstrating all the anointing, he will tell you, sisters, it doesn't matter. That's what he's talking of in Deuteronomy chapter 13. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And some pastor that will tell you, you can drink alcohol, it doesn't matter. You can drink beer, doesn't matter. After all, it is for ceremony. Ceremony you are doing now. Drink calm, chak and well. Doesn't matter. Some will tell you, there's nothing wrong with masturbation. In fact, there is nothing called sin. It is not you that is doing, it's the flesh that is doing. And you're no longer living the flesh. So it is the flesh doing your own. Don't be you the doer. See? So say what the Bible says you are. I am a child of God. I am not a sinner. And when you sleep with a woman, stand up, finish. She said, don't let your conscience condemn you. Just confess. Say it. Keep saying it. I am a child of God. I am who God says I am. Just make sure you pay your tithes and your offering. And make sure you sow into the ministry. That's all. Praise the Lord. So what are they saying? Nothing. When we come back next Friday, we shall look at their brother, Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz, 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 Ahimaaz was running without a message. Praise the Lord. We shall continue next time. I show you a mystery. I show you a mystery. Praise the Lord. Keep coming. You will hear more. As a reason, we are in the restoration ministry. Hallelujah. That's why God sent us this message. Glorious and precious message. And you can never go in the rapture outside of that message. Can never. Because part of the mystery that the rapture has begun. We'll show you when next we come. Can we stand up? God's attributes we are manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. Oh, the original life. The original sin. The original world is what I believe. I stand
back. You knew that devil's sin would be on the original.
The original sin. Hallelujah. Maybe there is somebody here that suddenly your eye has opened. I'm telling you, respond to what the Spirit of God is telling you. Run away from that abracadabra that is going on. There is a purpose. God is using it. If you can hear me now, you don't belong to it. Don't let it catch up with you. Can we sing this song? Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He's with us today. He's saying tenderly, come. Do not delay. That's a song for your neighbor, somebody. That's a song for your unbelieving neighbor, somebody. Everybody now.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Here in our midst, He's standing today. Tenderly say, He comes.
Joyful, joyful,
joyful, joyful, without ceasing.
When from sin,
when from sin, I have joy.
Oh yes,
Savior, we need our time now.
Everybody,
so bad a children.
Oh, here
is God. Let every heart live for carry on. Let us breathe. Make Him our God. Do not delay.
God, our
Savior, we need. In our exile,
yes, sir.
He We shall gather, Savior, with thee.